the Secretary of State in the wake of that attack this morning in East Belfast. Secretary of State, good morning.
Good morning.
You must be shocked at the attack this morning on this prison officer.
Well, I utterly condemn this violent attack on a prison officer. Unfortunately, it remains the case that the threat from terrorism in Northern Ireland continues to be severe and lethal. Thanks to the fantastic work of the Police Service of Northern Ireland, the vast majority of attempts and targeting doesn't materialise in harm, and it's a matter of huge regret, obviously, that actually one of these attacks is partially detonated today.
How concerned are you about the safety of prison officers, police officers, members of the British Army who may be here in Northern Ireland?
Well, I'm afraid there's been a long-standing threat to these groupings. They are the primary focus of the dissident Republican groups, and we remain vigilant on these matters and in complete support of the police and the intelligence services. The reality is, whilst these dissident Republican groupings have almost no popular support, and also there's not many involved in these activities, they are targeting, they are planning, they are making attempts day in, day out, and it is only the vital work of the police that means that the vast majority of these attacks actually don't, in the end, manage to get through and do harm.
Some people contacted us during the course of the programme this morning, and they said the Republican prisoners in the likes of McGabbery have a reasonable argument. They feel that they're not being treated properly. What do you say to those people?
That is completely wrong. Nothing could possibly justify this attack. The prisons regime in Northern Ireland is one of the most heavily scrutinised in the world. Everyone involved in it takes their human rights obligations extremely seriously. So there is absolutely no validity in those kinds of comments.
Would you be confident that the police will be able to resolve the issue and catch the people who were responsible for the attack this morning?
Well, I mean, sadly, it's too early to say at this stage, but I would urge anyone with information on this attack to give that to the police, because, of course, one of the best ways to prevent these kinds of incidents from occurring in the future is to bring to justice those who are responsible. It's a despicable attack, and the people responsible deserve to be behind bars. And if anyone has information that can help make that happen, I hope and urge that they will come forward to the police with it.
You don't accept that there's a greater debate, a greater discussion to be had about the prisons in Northern Ireland?
Well, there are, you know, in the political sphere, it's entirely legitimate to debate prisons in Northern Ireland. I completely accept that. But nothing can justify violent attacks on prison officers. They are doing an important role, a role that keeps the whole of the community safe. And it is just completely unacceptable to subject them to physical attack. If there is a debate to be had on prisons, then it must be had in the democratic sphere and subject to the rule of law.
Secretary of State, thank you for your time this morning.